Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
You're definitely like a seasoned commercial real estate investor now.
Well, now I am. Almost 15 years.
And what are the most common what are the most common mistakes that commercial real estate investors make when they first start out?
Oh gosh.
Some of them I've read in your book that you made, but there's probably some that you avoided. But what are the most common ones?
Well, let me tell you some of the biggest ones I made. I don't know if they're common or not, but I tell you, it was painful for me. I bought a property and as most people, actually maybe most people don't know, a commercial asset is priced based on its cash flow, as you know. And the greater the cash flow, the greater the value. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people do is they tend to bump up the face rates of their leases, meaning greater cash flow for the building. And to make up the difference between the face rate and the real rate, they often give free rent, or they give tenant improvements that are above market and so on. And I made the mistake of believing that the rates I was going to inherit on the building acquisition were actually market, when in reality they weren't.
They were inflated.
So I paid a premium price for a building. However, here's the good news. And this was in the United States. And in the United States, it's growing by one person every 18 seconds. So in very short order, that building is going to be worth more because there are more people moving into the area. So therefore, there'll be more demand. So eventually, I'll get my money back.
Definitely. And what are some other really common mistakes that...
You've really got to kick the tires and look under the hood. You've got to make sure that there's no deferred maintenance. A lot of landlords don't tend to invest like we do. You can literally eat off the floors in my properties. My bathrooms are as clean as beautiful as any hotel. Our hallways are impeccably maintained. And you walk into our lobbies, you hear music. Our lobbies have live flowers. And this doesn't cost too much more to. Now there are people that will not invest that kind of money. Will not keep their elevators maintained. They might stretch out the maintenance schedules. They might defer some routine things, and eventually
bites them in the back end.
Eventually, it bites them or it bites the buyer. That buys a building, thinks he's getting a deal, but all of a sudden the roof goes. And there's $5 million right there, or whatever it might cost.
Same rules apply in residential real estate.
Same rules.
If you take care of your home, it's better for resale. If you don't, then...
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.